4DJC, KO4NUE. 4DJC, KO4NUE. NUE, no contact, I'm clear.
KO4HKX, mobile.
KO4NUE.
Ben, how you feeling today?
I keep my sense of humor about me. Tell you right now, this is all an old girl to love. She's pretty painful.
Yeah, man, I wish I had something I could do for you, but there's not.
Man, I understand. I think I'm starting to come through it. It's been a rough 3 days. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Don't last much longer and you can get over it and get back at it.
Well, it's just a headache. Headache's really bad. A lot of congestion, but it's staying in the upper portion of my chest. You know, it's not moving. On and off fever. And Anna says I'm a little grumpy. I disagree with her, but and she seems to think so.
Let me ask how that was going.
I tell you. So last night fever's on and off. And you can't really tell if you got a fever or not. You just got chills and you're hot and it chills and hot and then. So I told her, I said, honey, go in there and get the thermometer and see how bad this fever is. So we've got a thermometer we keep in there in the cabinet that has been, you know, for the kids. It's 20 years old, maybe 21. Little, you know, Chinese digital thermometer. Ain't never had the battery replaced on it. And she brings it in there in the bedroom and says, open your mouth. The thing under my tongue, and then, you know, it beeps in 5 minutes. And she pulls it out, and she looks at it, and she says, nope, you ain't got a fever. I said, let me see it. So I looked at it, and the digital readout says 94.7 degrees. I said, honey, did you look at the number? And she said, yeah, I said, it says 94.7 degrees. What human being on this planet that you know of has a temperature of 94.7 degrees? I said, go in there and find another thermometer and bring it in here and see if I can figure out what my temperature is. So she goes in there in the kitchen. She's rummaging and finally comes in there with one of these. These glass thermometers. I mean, thermometers. It's a medical thermometer. And it's got mercury in it. But on the end of it, it's about an eighth of an inch in diameter, and it goes up the shaft about, inch and a half. And then it balloons up to 3/8 of an inch. And I said, what is that? Let me see that thing. I looked on the back of that thing, and it says, she looks on the back of it, and she says, rectal thermometer. And she just looked at me and grinned. I said, who told you I had a temperature? You get out of here.
Hey, she gonna put that where the sun don't shine.
Exactly. So, I'm not complaining of temperature anymore to her. She's been walking around here like, what's that character on Captain Hook? She flits and flops around, got the little wand, and pixie dust comes out of it. I forget her name, but Tinkerbell. She's been walking around here with that thing all day, marching around here like Tinkerbell. So I'm staying flat on my back, and I ain't complaining not one bit.
Maybe I wouldn't be complaining either.
Other than that, I'm a little winded and just wiped out. I mean, just absolutely wiped out. I just have no strength whatsoever. This is the first day I felt like, you know, trying to get on the radio and I've done a couple of things, so I'm getting better. I'm open tomorrow. I can at least get up and walk around for a while, but it ain't no joke. I'm gonna tell you that right now, even with the vaccines.
Like I said, I had it when it first come around and started hearing about it, and it put me out of work for a week, which is the first time I, in my adult life, that's ever happened. And it took me a good month to get over the cough that come with it and the fatigue.
Dad gets on his little Kubota. He's got a little Kubota out here, and he goes out there and gets a mail every day, the mailbox. And, you know, he got it back 2 years ago. And I killed him. Took him a long time to recover, and I'm not sure he's fully recovered from it yet. But anyway, he goes out there and gets a mail on the Kubota, and he drives up on the edge of the porch, and he'll just honk the horn till one of us will come out there and get the mail. Can't lay it on the porch. He's got a honk the horn. I mean, I ain't complaining. He's bringing the mail out here, but the horn is annoying. That's what I'm getting at. So, and I told him, he went out and got the mail today, and I told him that I had COVID. So I come out of the back doors on the porch, and he saw me. He saw me, Patrick. He took off on that Kubota. He threw my mail all the way across the yard. He wasn't having nothing to do with it. Just as hard as he could go.
Say that I blame him. If I don't want to be around somebody that we know has got it, that's just uncalled for.
Well, like I said, it's I think I'm on the upturn or the uptick one, whatever you want to call it. But I'm just tired. And I was trying to get in touch with Jerry. I've been trying to get in touch with him all day. You hadn't heard him on here, have you?
No, I haven't heard him today. I've heard you calling him a couple times, but I haven't heard Jerry today.
Well, I need to talk with him about something. But how's your day? Do you have a pretty good day?
Bad day, nothing to write home about, but it wasn't a bad day either, so I'm not complaining one bit. Got done a little early and gonna enjoy the evening.
Yeah, you gonna take tomorrow off?
Be on the route, let's put it that way. I got lots of stuff around the house I need to get caught up on with the business and stuff shipped out and all that stuff. And then gotta go over, take care of Grandpa's van, gotta put an ignition lock cylinder in it.
Okay. Well, those can be easy or hard, I guess, depending on the model. But, good luck with it. And I guess that's it, bud. I'm starting to peter a little bit. It's just, you know, it's the weirdest thing. Just feel like getting up and doing something, and 10 minutes later, you just, I just won't go lay down again. So I think that's what I'm going to do. But be safe on the way home, Patrick. You hear Jerry in there. Let him know I'm looking for him. 73's young man, I'll talk with you later. KO4 NUE, I'm clear.
Chad, good to talk to you this afternoon, and make sure you stay on your back. KO4 HKX, I'll be clear.
HKX, N4ZLK.
For HKX, afternoon, Shane.
I'm glad to hear you're on your way home. That seems a little early, but I'm happy for you.
It's usually 6:30 before I get done, but I'll take it.
And I'm glad. Yeah, I was going to comment. I heard you talking to Chad the tail end of the conversation. Boy, I heard him when he first came on and when he was signing out. and he sounded a lot more tired in the conversation than he did at the beginning.
Well, he was getting there. So I figured he was ready to go.
I'll be praying for him. I know that's kind of rough, and he sounds bad, so he needs to take it easy.
Say, that's probably the best thing you can do for that, is just try to take it easy and don't overdo it. Let your body rest.
Hey, tonight, you going to be on the radio?
Sure. I'll be around. Hey, how bad is traffic over there where you're at?
Donaldson Center, south of Donaldson Center. It's not too bad, but it's been backed up on 85 most of the afternoon.
I heard about the incident on the radio earlier today.
Yeah, I was able to go, but I didn't have to go right there. But they had the both sides of Whitehorse at 85 were blocked. You couldn't get off the exit, and they were diverting them down Piedmont Highway, Highway 20, and it was causing a backup in all directions.
Sure, because that's a lot of traffic that moves through that intersection right there.
And 85 is moving at least a mile an hour in 60 LX.
Sorry, I was changing gears in a turn there. Go ahead, N4ZLK.
See you in a while. 85, well, it's a normal kind of backup here, but it looks worse than normal. It's pretty bad. That, and here is at the GSP exit, heading from Spartanburg into Greenville.
Mike, KO4HKX. I'm just glad I don't have to get nowhere, anywhere near 85 in my route.
I miss most of it. I get on it a little bit, maybe for one exit. But I'm about to my next one, and I'm going to drop down in a hole, so I'm going to give it back to Mike, and I'll talk to you later. Patrick, be safe going home. Mike, good to hear you briefly, and have a great weekend. Or, well, have a good Thursday night. Great weekend if I don't talk to you. N4ZLK.
Keep grinding gears, and we'll keep ordering packages. And talk to you later. Patrick, I stuck that original card back in my hotspot, and lo and behold, I think it's working better, so I'm just going to leave it.
And sometimes that new update's not worth all they're cracked up to be, that's for sure.
Operations, no different. Didn't improve anything. Didn't make it faster, didn't make it clearer. So to heck with it, I'll just use the old one.
The one it came with, and I've not updated it at all. I've updated my radio, but I have not updated the hotspot.
A little more studying and find someone that's got the exact Zoom spot that I have, and they've made it all work, then great. Then I'll try it, but I'm not going to experiment on it. These things are too expensive right now.
The talk to will probably be Keith, KN4CHY. I know he has one of those, or I'm pretty sure he does.
You know, and it's working flawless. I just like, with the other software, I would hear just one side of the conversation. Really strange. I'd hear some guy talking, and I'm wondering who the heck he's talking to. And then I put the old card back in, and hearing both sides, so something was weird.
One line of code that didn't get where it was supposed to go and causing all kinds of headache.
Who knows with this digital stuff?
Well, I wish we could use one of the repeaters around. That would sure be nice.
There's a DMR repeater over in Spartanburg, and I've gotten into it and listen to it. Actually, I think I've talked on it. But it doesn't let you do too much. I know it lets you get on that the Carolina talk group. I can't remember the name of it. But, I mean, shoot, that's got about as much action as this repeater at midnight.
RN and SE Heart system.
That's what I was listening to. And people on it, but you got to run down a whole battery to finally hear somebody.
There is a repeater, a DMR repeater in Hendersonville, and it's a linked repeater around the western North Carolina. It's got some activity on it. I don't know if you can hit it from your place, though, but it's up on Barrowalla Mountain, so you stand a chance of hitting it.
I've been able to talk on two. There's one in North Greenville County up on Caesar's Head. I can, in the right spot, I can get that. I have taken the radio up to Pennsylvania with myself and on a business trip out in Pittsburgh, and there was a linked system out there that was pretty busy.
Western North Carolina link system, and I won't say it don't have as much traffic as this repeater's got on it, but it's got a fair amount on it. Using your hotspot, the North Carolina talk group, it's got a fair amount of traffic on it too. That's the one I monitor most of the time. I don't like to get on talk group 91 or worldwide, because you can't ever get off of it unless you stay up to midnight.
True. That's usually what I'm listening to. It's just kind of cool, different times of day. See, last night I had it on, and all of a sudden, all sorts of VKs came in from New Zealand. It was morning. And, man, I don't remember hearing so many of them with the other cars. I'll have to swap them in and out and experiment. But, man, that's for days when, or nights when I truly have nothing else to do.
This afternoon, but I have crossed the state line, so I don't know if you can even hear me. I saw one of them say 7-3, and this scale 4 HK, so I'll be with them.
You sound like old-fashioned cell phones kicking in and out. So I'll talk to you later. And talk to you, if not tomorrow, then next weekend, 6CLX. I'll be monitoring.
Gents, this is KM4OIA. Can you give me a radio check, please? Just programming up a new Yaesu.
Beautiful, WD4, never give up.
Good, this is KM4OIA. Just saying, hey, still messing around with the programming. It's a bit of a learning curve. Thank you much. 73s, you all have a fine evening.
Which Yaesu did you get?
400 that I plan on putting in my truck this Saturday. I'm just getting all the programming, the bells and whistles, and getting APRS to function properly, and still trying to learn it while it's plugged up inside the shack. I've got an old TYT 9800, which is a Yaesu knockoff. It's in there right now, and it's getting sold off to someone else.
Yeah, I just bought a new 300. I looked at that 400. It's a nice radio, but the 300, excuse me, I had to turn that thing down. The faceplate was exactly the hole I had in my dash, so I went with the 300.
What amazes me about this series and a couple of the other Yaesus like it is that they don't have a banked memory system. I've got an FT2DR and a VX6, little handhelds that have a banked memory system. It's amazing to use. And sure, I can put one programming plug in slot A and the other one in slot B, but it's surprising that they won't have multiple banks, and I can just pick and choose and set it up how I want it.
300 does. I haven't done that. I'm just using the main one, but I think it has 50 different, I don't know what they call them, memory banks, but I think it, I don't know. Hadn't read the book good yet.
400 came out before they had the foresight of thinking that, and it's a shame they don't have that, because that would really make an amazing radio. It's still awesome. I still like it so far, even though I'm trying to learn all the bells and whistles. I get the APRS to work on it sometimes, if not all the time, but I'll figure it out anyway. Anywho, let me check on dinner, and I'm going to say 73s, and good talking to you. This is KM4OIA. Name's Mark down here in Spartanburg.
Mark, I'm at in Boiling Springs on Highway 9. Handle this field, WD4NGU, clear.
NGU, N4ZLK. Good evening, Bill.
Hey, Shane.
I'm calling you while I was on vacation to try to meet up for lunch, but the vacation turned into I was really busy the whole time.
Good, and that's quite all right.
For doing it someday, though. And I would thinking about tomorrow, but I need to take my wife's car by to get the tires checked. It's one of them losing pressure. She woke me up when she was leaving for work this morning, so because I took tomorrow off, and I was thinking, well, that would be a good day if you weren't busy, but now I've got to do that, so I'm not sure how long that's going to take and when I can get it in.
Well, tomorrow would not have been good for me, but I'm just about to go through the drive-in, and then I got to get home to do something immediately when I get home. So I think I'm going to sign with you, but thanks for speaking to me. That would be 4NGU.
Good weekend, and good to hear you. 4 is that?